You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. It's time for our weekly catch-up with Labor MP Shannon Halbert.
The debate around raising the retirement age has continued this week with growing discussion around superannuation. At the same time, New Zealand First's proposed man and woman bill has reignited debate around gender identity, legal definitions and abortion access. For our weekly catch-up with the Labor Party, I spoke with Shannon Halbert about these topics. National has signalled support for eventually raising the retirement age from 65 to 67. What's Labor's response to that proposal?
Well, Labor's opposed to increasing the age of eligibility for New Zealand Super from the current age of 65. We want to make sure that, you know, I think of people like my mum, that when they need to retire at 65, that they're taken care of.
A lot of debate around raising the retirement age focuses on affordability, but some people argue the bigger issue is whether around universal super should keep going to wealthy New Zealanders regardless of income. Does Labor think means testing should be part of this conversation?
Labor hasn't considered means testing New Zealand super. We haven't had a chance to discuss this at caucus, but there's not a view that we would make any changes at this current time.
Critics have also pointed out that Maori and Pacific communities already have lower life expectancy on average. How does Labor think equity should play into this?
Well, that's why we think 65 is the right age. I think of my parents, my mum and my dad, that at 65 they needed to retire. They were hardworking people all of their lives, and their bodies were ready to retire at that particular time, and that's where the state should be able to provide the support via super.
At the same time as this retirement debate, the government has also been cutting and tightening a lot of support in other parts of the welfare system. How do benefit cuts play into this broader conversation?
Well, we know that this government hasn't supported people on benefits. That includes people on super. That they want to take away money at every chance that they possibly can and give it to their rich mates, whether that be the tobacco companies or to landlords. You can see where their political choices have been, and that's what we'll probably see today in the budget too.
And what would Labor say to younger New Zealanders that are worried about whether super will exist in the future?
Well, that's why Labor introduced KiwiSaver. It's important that from early in our lives we are investing in our future retirement fund. But there certainly is a role for the state to play, and that's why we want to ensure that when somebody turns 65, that they are eligible for their retirement fund, eligible for super, and that will be there as committed by any future Labor government.
And just moving on to the gender debate bill, NZ First has introduced a members' bill seeking to define woman and man in law based on biological sex. What's Labor's response to that bill?
Well, it's a complete distraction from this government's complete failure to fix the cost of living and the economy. It reeks of culture wars. This isn't a priority for New Zealanders. It certainly hasn't come up in my community. And it's important that the government focuses on the things that matter and making change to giving some people respite to the cost of living.
One of the concerns raised about the bill is how this new definition could affect existing legislation by defining women in law as an adult human biological female, how this affects abortion laws. Some advocates see that this bill could create barriers around access for underage people seeking abortion care, as well as transgender and intersex people. Do you think the government and NZ First have fully considered the unintended legal consequences of changing these definitions?
This is a culture war members' bill that Jenny Marcroft has created. It's designed to be anti-trans and is disguised as defining what a man is and what a woman is. But really, the bill changes nothing. That was clear in the first round of speeches last week. And I've heard from communities that, you know, many people support our trans communities and they don't want to see this bill proceed.
What tone does Labor think politicians should be taking when discussing these gender and identity rights?
Well, as governments and as politicians, we have a responsibility to represent all people. And here's an example where the government isn't focused on improving the lives of all New Zealanders. They've used the culture war debate to keep themselves relevant, to distract from their complete failure to fix the cost of living. It's not a priority for New Zealanders, and New Zealanders have been clear about that.
Do you think these debates risk creating uncertainty around healthcare access for transgender and intersex folk?
There's huge uncertainty and fear that's been generated by this government upon our trans and non-binary community. This isn't the first of the rollout of policies from this government. We saw it as they removed the rights of community organisations to make decisions of participation in community sport. We've seen it in the puberty blockers debate, and here we are again on another culture wars topic around definition of what is a man and what is a woman. This is a complete distraction from what the government should be prioritising, which is what our community asks of us, and they want respite to the cost of living.
That was Shannon Halbert speaking about the retirement age debate and New Zealand First's proposed gender bill.
That was our weekly chat with Labour MP Shannon Halbert. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.